Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. It is so exciting to be with you on the line today. And this is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast and sponsored by the Glow Radio Network. We are so honored to be with you on today. I am just excited about just being on the line with you all. I do have some awesome things to share with you. I just want to open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. Lord God, we thank you for all that has transpired today. We also thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, my God. We thank you for your love. We just thank you for being El Shaddai. We thank you for being our God Almighty. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us safe. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood that's still warm in our veins. We thank you for keeping us in the right frame of mind. My God, we thank you for that, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and we give you praise, Holy Spirit. Welcome to the line. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your peace, your power, and your anointing. I pray for everyone who will jump on the line today and those who will listen to the recording that they are blessed in such a mighty, mighty way. We thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So today, our topic is understanding the seasons that you are in. Isn't that an awesome topic? When the Lord gave me that topic, and you know, the first thing he shows us is ourselves. You know, we should always keep ourselves in a frame of mind, knowing and understanding that when God gives us something, he wants us to look at ourselves first. Why? Because it's so easy for us to look at other people instead of looking at ourselves. And so that's why it's so important that we stay on the up and up with God. It's so important that we stay pure in heart before the Lord, keeping ourselves pure, keeping our hearts and our minds pure before the Lord. Because, again, he wants to show us ourselves. You know, there's things that need to be purged out of ourselves before we can go and try to, you know, take a speck out of someone else's eye. As the Bible says, you know, we need to take a speck out of our own eye. So today, again, we're talking about the seasons. And so I'm coming from Ecclesiastes 3 in God's Word translation. And it starts out saying, everything has its own time, and there is a specific time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pull out what was planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to hug and a time to stop hugging, a time to start looking and a time to stop looking, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to keep quiet and a time to speak out. Y'all know a lot of that right there we need to say all the time, huh? Amen. A time to hate and a time for war and a time for peace. Amen, amen. That was Ecclesiastes 3, starting from verse 1 through 8. Amen. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. What God was showing me in this is that, you know, many times in our life, yes, we go through seasons, but it's not about the season that we go through. It's about how we go through those seasons. You know, sometimes we latch on to other people and we build on relationships, and sometimes those relationships is not always meant to, you know, ride the thing out to the end. You know, sometimes, you know, God allows us to be in the lives of other people for a particular time. And vice versa, he allows people to be in our lives for a particular time. But whatever the time is, we have to go through an understanding. Now, one thing I do know is that when we do depart from different relationships, we have to, you know, it's always important for us to be in the right frame of mind for whatever reason it is, even if the person leaves, you know, on bad terms with us. that is something that they're going to have to deal with God. They're going to have to take that to God, because when you part ways with people, it should always try, it should always be at a point where we leave in peace. Why? Because if not, there's going to be bitterness and resentment that's built up. And so understanding that particular season in our life, it is not for us to, you know, badmouth each other, or, you know, we can't control what other people say out of their mouths, but we can't control what we say out of our own mouths. As far as latching on, you know, to people, there's also a time where, you know, we go through where there's a lot of hurting and a lot of pain. You know, in this season, the holiday season, sometimes it's very difficult for people who have lost loved ones to kind of get through this season, because, you know, they're feeling an emptiness and they're feeling like there's a void there in their lives. And we can't say how other people feel, especially when those who have lost their children at a young age, who have lost their husband and their wives, even their mothers and fathers, anyone that is close to them at a young age. You know, we can't say we know how they feel if we have not actually been in their shoes. And so there's a time that, you know, the Lord allows them to mourn through that process. But then he always, because he is such a good God, he always allowed the time to come back with joy and dancing, because he realizes, he knows that, you know, that we, the people who are experiencing that, or those who are experiencing that, they are, you know, they went through the mourning process and now they're dancing before the Lord. Why? Because number one, they know that that person was saved and they know that they are now in heaven. But it's a time for that. And so in this season, because the holiday seasons are coming up, we really want to be mindful of other people who may be experiencing that. You know, we can't, there's nothing that we can ever say that's going to make them feel, you know, bring them back, or, you know, bring that person back that they lost, or make them feel any other way. It's up to God to handle that. But what God wants us to do is to have a heart of compassion and be, you know, be open to how they're feeling. And, you know, sometimes we say, you know, it's time for you to get over that. You know, that right there, you know, it's a time for that. Now, telling people that they need to get over losing someone that's really near and dear to them, especially their children, you know, that's a selfish act right there. So we as believers, we need to make sure that we watch our words, that we watch how we plant those words and how we say things to people, to make sure, you know, that they are allowing God to do whatever he needs to do in them, so that they can get past that stage that they're in, which is that's God's timing right there. And also we're right there with them when they begin to rejoice in the Lord again. And again, it's always, you know, when they start rejoicing, because they're knowing that their loved ones is in heaven with the Father. One of the other things I want you to look at, think about is, let's see, when we're tearing apart or we're sewing together, we have to also be mindful that sometimes in relationships, you know, God is saying, you know, we're steady trying to build on relationships that he told us to do away with years ago. You know, there's a reason for that. God always has a plan. He always has a purpose, but we always feel like we have to stick out two cents in it. Y'all know how we do. You know, we try to fix things. You know, we try to fix our kids. We try to fix our husbands. We try to fix our wives. We try to fix everything. I know. Trust me, I do. We try to fix everything. We try to knit it all together and put this pretty little bow on it. And, you know, and we never allow God to just do what he wants to do, you know. And now in this season, God is saying, listen, you've done all that you can do. The only thing you can do now is keep on praying. Stop trying to knit things together, you know, because sometimes when we're trying to sew things together, we're trying to close up a wound that's open, but only God can be the one to close up that wound, you know, and we need to let him do that, because of the simple fact, if we do it on our own, we're basically covering up the hurt and the pain that people may be feeling, when God really has that wound open so that he can deal with those issues, you know, so that he can deal with the unforgiveness and that he can deal with the whatever it is, you know, the hatred and the feelings of loss and depression and things like that. Instead of, you know, us trying to niche that thing up together and telling them to move on, you know, that we have to think about that. God has that open for a reason, so that he can actually be the one who performs the surgery, so that he can actually be the one who brings healing and restoration to the lives of his people. And so we have to stop trying to be the sore all the time. Sore, when I said sore, I mean S-E-W, not sore, not S-O-W-E-R, not sore, but sword, S-E-W, you know, the seamstress. We got to stop trying to be the seamstress all the time, trying to fix and heal everything. We can't heal people. And when we give them the understanding that we can heal them, we've actually we're actually teaching them how to be idol worshipers, because we're allowing them to think that we're the one that can heal them, we're the one that can mend their broken hearts, we're the ones that can fix things. We can't fix anything, but we can lead them to the one who can fix everything, and that's God, that's Jesus Christ. We can lead them to the one who can sew up their wounds, but do it in a much better way than we can do it. Because y'all know if we do it ourselves, we're going to leave some stuff in there, and we're going to niche and stitch those people up. And before you know it, they're dealing with the same old thing a few months later. So we might as well only let God do it. You know, again, the Bible says there's a time to tear apart, and it's a time to sew together. When we start tearing apart some things in ourselves, you know, that we move with the understanding that God wants us to start looking at those things. God, what is it that you want me to move apart, move from my life? What is it? Who is it that you need me to move away from my life? I mean, if we're honest with ourselves, you know, we would just realize what it is that God wants us to do. First of all, he wants to take us into a new season, but he can't take everybody. We can't take everybody into that new season, because everybody was not meant to go in our new season. You know, and that's not saying that we don't love them anymore, and that's not saying that we don't have a heart for God. It's just that the time's up there, you know, but we continue to love on them. We continue to, you know, pray for them and things like that. But, you know, when we try to hold on to what God is telling us to let go of, we're only hurting ourselves. And then we're wondering why we can't get to that mountaintop sometimes. It's because we have been disobedient. We've been holding on to stuff God said to let go of. What about that unforgiveness? You know, what about that that hurt that somebody did years and years ago? We're still holding on to it. That season has passed, and we need to learn how we need to just grow up and just move on in the Lord, because now is the time where the people of God should be coming together praying for peace, and coming together praying for unity, and coming together loving on each other the way Christ loves the church. It's not about us. It's not about how we feel or, you know, our opinions. And as I often say, we're really good at voicing our opinions, but we don't need to be voicing our opinions right now. We need to be speaking the word of God, speaking the true word of God. We need to be loving people the way God loves us. And yes, we have to love everybody. It is what it is. We have to love everybody, but we don't like everything that everybody does, and that's okay. Just like everybody doesn't like what we do, okay? Hello. But they are required to love us just as we are required to love them. Why? Because God loves people. God loves the people. He loved us, and so therefore, if we say we are men and women of God, true men and women of God, then we would love. And you know, if we have an issue with that, then you know what? The one who can fix that is Jesus Christ. That's right. We need to take it to him and say, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this, because I'm struggling with this, you know. And he would show us how to love people. But when we really love God and truly love him the way that we say we do, he show us how to love people in spite of themselves, because a lot of times we can push people away when we're not loving them as Christ loves the church. And so when you think about it, think about how we were all jacked up and how we were all messed up. Some of us was a hot mess. I know I was a hot mess. I mean, and I'm using all capital letters. I was a hot mess. But because of Jesus Christ, you know, I can now learn how to, you know, I've learned how to love myself. Why? Because I learned how to love Jesus. I learned that he is the Son of God, and he is the one that came to save me. And so therefore, you know, me loving other people, it can't be an issue there. If there's an issue there, then that means I have an issue with God loving me, and I definitely don't want that. Remember in Ecclesiastes 3, that scripture right there, it says a lot about a lot of things. One of the things I like is when it says a time to keep quiet and a time to speak out. You know, some of us are we're very loud people, and I don't mean loud. We're very talkative. I know I like to talk too, but we're very talkative, and sometimes we open up our mouths at the wrong time when God has told us to shut our mouths. You know, and a lot of things we're going to hear, and a lot of things that we want to speak on, but it's not for us to speak on because God hasn't released us to speak it. Don't you know we can break a lot of spirits, we can hurt a lot of people, and not only that, we have hurt God. You know, we rebel against God when we go on and do our own thing and open up our mouths and say things that God has told us not to release yet. So we need to be, we have to be mindful of that. Our words, they can either kill or they can either give life. You know, there's a such thing as called premature speaking, which means we've basically birthed out something out of our mouth, we've spoken out of something out of our mouth, some things out of our mouth, which was too early. It wasn't ready to be birthed out yet, and therefore it can't live. Why? Because we allow it to be born prematurely. And so the timing of God, it's everything. Understand the season that you are in. If you are in a season where your pockets are empty right now, just be mindful. Just know that God has a plan for you. Don't look at your pocketbooks and base your relationship on Jesus Christ. We need to know that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. My God, he is rich. He is rich in all things, and so therefore we are too. And just because we don't see it right now, we may be struggling taking care of our bills. We may be struggling taking care of our families. But, you know, when we trust God and know that he has everything under control, you know, and understand the season that we are going through, look at it this way. What God says, this is what I hear the Lord saying. If you can trust me when I bless you with a whole lot, then you should be able to trust me when you don't have too much. Amen? Amen, because it's so easy for us to get to church and on Sunday mornings and start shouting when we have money in the bank and we have pockets, you know, our pocketbooks are full and our gas tank is on a full tank of gas. You know, we can shout, boy, man, I'm telling you, we can hallelujah all over the place. But what happens when our bank account is in the negative? Or what happens is our bank account is at $0. What happens when, you know, we're struggling trying to get that gas money to get to church or get to work or wherever we need to get to? Can we still praise God? Think about it. What God is doing, he's evaluating us. He's checking us out. And so he wants us to evaluate ourselves, check ourselves out and say, hey, what's wrong with this picture? You know, we tell ourselves, we can tell other people how to praise God when they're going through a season. What about ourselves? And so we have to just, you know, what we have to do is we have to recognize the season that we are in and recognize that it is a challenge. The challenge, how we go through those challenges, how we react in those challenges, how we deal with those challenges, is basically up to us, because what we say, you know, it's going to affect the challenge that we're going through. Look at it this way. The seasons that we go through is an opportunity to grow. The seasons that we go through is an opportunity for our character to be built. It's an opportunity for our integrity to be built. It's an opportunity for our relationship with the Lord to be built, because we understand that without him, we can do nothing. Apart from him, we are nothing. The Bible says in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And so if we really, truly, honestly believe the word of God, then we know that whatever it is that we stand in need of, we already have it. We already have it. We just have to remember to keep on praising God through the process. Everything is a process. Everything. Everything is a process. If something comes to us too easy, we need to check that. You know, at one particular time, I used to be like, you know, if I got something overnight and it came just like that, I thought, whoa, I'm lucky. No, luck has nothing to do with it. It's called blessed. I hear people talk all the time, oh, you lucky. No, luck, no, that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's called being blessed. My Father has blessed me. My Father has honored his word. You know, when God gives us a word, which is his word, when he tells us, give us his word in the reading, which he has already spoken in the word of God, his name is on the line. His character is on the line. His integrity is on the line. He is not going to go back on his word. The Bible says that he cannot lie. It's just not in him. And so as we go through the seasons, don't allow the enemy to come and tell you what you should have did. You know, I'm telling you, I'm going to be transparent with you right now. There are so many, you know, a few times before I've gone through some things, you know, and then the enemy was like, well, you know, when you used to be out in the world, you can sling this or you can sling that or you can sell this, you can sell that, and then you had the money. The devil is a liar. That's why it is so important that when we go through these seasons, we got to make sure that all that old stuff has already passed away. The Bible tells us that when we come to Christ, we become new creatures. But the enemy, he has a job to do. He's going to come back and he's going to try to plant those little seeds and make sure this to see, you know, if you still got a little dibble and dabble going on in you. The devil is a liar, and you better be ready to voice that. You better be ready to tell him that he is under your feet. I'm telling you, because he will try to throw all kinds of things your way, especially when we're going through some things. You know, if you're sick, the first thing they want to say is, oh, you know, well, you might want to just give up, and, you know, God said he was going to heal you, but I don't see your healing yet. And, you know, just like Job's friends did, they had all kinds of crazy stuff to say, and Job had an ear open to them, unfortunately. But what happened at the end of that? Job came and he repented. He repented before God, and he realized and understood that he know who God is. My God, and at the end of the day, God gave him a triple time more than what he had at first. My God, isn't that how awesome God is? If we just stay the course, whatever season you're going through, you may be going through some seasons in your marriage. You may be going through some seasons with your children. I mean, let's just be honest. Raising teenagers these days is a difficult process right now. I'm just telling you, it's a difficult process right now, but the grace of God keeps us as parents in our right mind. Praise the Lord. But you know what? We were difficult as teenagers as well. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know I was very difficult as a teenager. You know, I was very rebellious. I had a promiscuous spirit. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And, you know, a lot of that I went through from, you know, abuse and things like that. But, you know, after I, you know, when I got older and I came to the Lord, I had to learn how to forgive myself, you know, and forgive others in order to move on. And that is a process. But raising teenagers in this hour is a difficult process. Why? Because the enemy is after our seed. And so we need to understand the seasons that we are in. If you're going through some things with your children right now, just keep them before the Lord. Understand, you know, that the enemy has an assignment as well. But we are already victorious, and decree and declare the word of God over your children. They're going through some seasons as well, too, you know, because growing up as teenagers, you know, the hormones are going this place and that place, and they're dealing with peer pressure, you know, and that's not just in school. You know, some teenagers are dealing with peer pressures in our churches, in our communities, you know, so it's not just in the schools. You know, they're dealing with peer pressure all the way around, and so we need to be mindful to try to have a little bit more patience. I say, Lord Jesus, give me patience with my 15-year-old all the time. So, but, you know, God gave them to us for a reason. He gave them to us for a purpose. I mean, we're not the only ones that go through seasons. These young people, they go through seasons as well. So we, as the body of Christ, we need to stand up even more, guys, and be there for them, you know, just to give them an encouraging word. And yes, it's going to pull out the patience card. Yes, if we need to build our patience card, then we need to do that. Lord, I'm going to need you to give me patience with this one. And he'll do it. He'll do it. And at the same token, we can see change take place in their lives, but we can also see change take place in our lives as well. Some people don't understand seasons. When I said seasons, you know, what I heard the Lord say when he gave me this title, you know, and I put it out there, he said some of these people are going to think that you were talking about summer, winter, spring, or fall. My God. Jesus, we need to wake up, you know, but everybody ain't there. So, you know, no, we're not talking about our summer, our spring, our winter, our fall. We're talking about the seasons that we go through as in life as believers. I want to encourage you today that whatever you're going through, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Listen, we have the power of Jesus Christ working in us and through us. And so we have the words. We have the words. It's on our lips. It should be planted in our heart, the word of God. It should be written on the tablets of our hearts. So whatever season you are going through, don't give up. Don't give up. If God has given you an assignment, do not give up. Whatever he told you to do. And listen, you have to start somewhere. It doesn't matter whether you have money in the bank or money in your pocket. It doesn't matter if people are supporting you or encouraging you. Whatever God has told you to do, whatever God has called you to do, please do it. Please do it. This is your season. Start somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. As long as you start, and guess what? When you start, when the road gets a little rough, and it's going to get rough, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it real and tell you the truth and be honest. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be simple, but it's all worth it. Whatever you start, when God tells you to start, come start it. You start it and watch him complete it. All he wants to know is, will you do the work? Are we going to do the work? Are we going to do the work when people turn away from us? Are we going to do the work when the money is funny? Are we going to do the work when it seems like we're standing alone? Are we still going to trust God? Are we going to trust God in every season of our lives? You know, we're getting older. I'm 48 years old now. thanks be to God for his grace and mercy, because the enemy had a plan for me, but his plan failed. Glory to God, his plan failed. And so now that I'm 48 years old and I'm finding out more and more every day how awesome and how marvelous my God and how wonderful God is, it makes me want to press on in the things that God has called me to do, to be a blessing to others, to encourage others, to love on people, to speak his truth, even when others don't want to receive him. That's not my problem, and that's not yours either. When God tells you to give a word, speak a word, please do that. Don't be rebellious towards God just to please other people. Do not do that. I'm telling you, do not do that. What profits a man to win the whole world, my God, just to lose his soul? No, we are beyond that. And so I want to encourage you, as you go through these different seasons, know whatever God has for you is for you, and we say that, but please understand that that is real true. That's the truth right there. Whatever God has for you is for you. Don't give up on your healing. Don't give up on your vision, on your purpose that God has for you. Don't give up. Whatever it may look like, that's okay. Let it look the way it want to look, but God says if he said he's going to do it, he's going to complete it. Why? Because his word will not return to him void. Why? Because we know that he is the one who makes all things new. He is the one that makes all things come to pass. We just have to stand strong in the season that we are in. Whatever it is, God is going to bring it to pass. His word is not going to return to him void, but it is going to accomplish what it was set out to achieve. And so we believe God above all things. And so as you go through your seasons, welcome the season of challenge. Don't complain through it. You don't want to be stuck in the desert for 40-plus years. My God, it's too hot for all that. So listen, as you go through your season, just welcome it with grace and just speak the word of God over your situation. Speak your healing, speak your deliverance, speak your financial breakthrough, not just for you, but so that you can be a blessing to others. It's better to give than it is to receive. We thank God for you on today. I pray that you were blessed. I thank you for each one of you that are on the line. I pray that God just blesses you 100-fold for joining in and supporting me on the line tonight. I pray that whatever it is that you stand in need of is already met. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speak. Just remember that I love you, but God loves you even more. You guys be blessed, and we'll see you on next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed, and I love you. Bye-bye.